Welcome to Conversation Beauty, where we explore beauty, skincare, wellness, and injectables. Join us each week as we dive into the latest aesthetic trends, expert tips, and have empowering conversations with industry leaders. Get ready to embrace your beauty journey and unlock your radiant, confident self. I'm your host, Mandy, a registered nurse injector, and let's build our own beauty conversation together. Welcome to this week's episode. This is episode number one, Stepping Up Your Skincare Game. Imagine a skincare routine that not only nurtures your skin, but elevates it to a whole other level. This week's episode is going to be about achieving your 2024 skin glow up, and we're going to talk about how to improve your skincare routine. We're going to dive in and uncover the path to your radiant, confident self this week. And this episode is going to cover 10 tips that will help you achieve your dream skin in 2024. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to welcome everybody to my podcast and want to thank you for listening in. I'm going to try my best each week to make this podcast a safe space to talk about beauty, and I really hope that you're all able to take away something valuable by listening in. If any of you have any suggestions for topics or guests, please don't hesitate to comment and make suggestions. And my team and I will be looking at each and every single comment and try to respond to every one of them. Let's dive into these 10 skincare tips that literally have saved my skin. I used to have acne-prone skin back in the day, and I struggled with adult acne all the way into my late 20s. And it's only in the last few years that I've really started to step up my skincare game and found things that have really worked. And I know that 10 tips may seem like a lot, but even if you only implement one or a few of them, that could really help you to save your skin. Tip number one is to clean out your skincare shelf. And skincare products, like every other product, do have a shelf life. And expired products can really lose their effectiveness and cause a lot of skin irritation. So that's why it's really important to regularly clean out your skincare products and ensure that you're getting the best out of fresh new formulas. Now, a good way to do this is to look at any skincare product at the back side of it, and it usually has a little icon that will say 12 months or 6 months or even up to a year. And it's really important that you guys follow those instructions, because after you open it and the skincare product hits air, it's going to start to break down and the chemicals inside it are going to start to change. And you're also going to get a lot of bacterial growth inside the products as well. So that's why it's important to regularly, you know, look at your products, look at the dates, and even just look at the way it smells as well. And, you know, take out any products that are old. And another trick that works for me as well is, you know, not to buy too many things. So I have really started to make it a conscious effort in the last few years to only buy one or two products of any kind and try to cycle them into my skincare routine on a regular basis. Things that you can do as well is, if you're buying a product and you're opening it, you can actually write down the date or the month that you've opened it, and you know, try to use it up as fast as possible. If you can't use it up by, say, a few months down the road or by the expiry, then you know that you have to throw it out. Tip number two is to clean up your diet. And I know this one is easier said than done, but it's really important, because ultimately what you eat is going to affect your gut bacteria, and that's ultimately going to affect your skin. Your gut has millions of bacteria that pretty much control your entire body. And there is lots of studies to say that the gut is pretty much the second brain of the body. And it's really important that whatever we're putting into our body is going to nourish our gut instead of taking away from it. And so my main tip here is to increase your fruit and vegetable intake and try to have as less sugar as possible in fried foods, so that you're going to get the best out of what you're eating in 2024. So there are a few things that I like to do that ultimately help my skin through my diet. And the first thing is to reach for fruits high in vitamin C, like strawberries or oranges, in place of desserts. So one way is, for example, that say if I'm having lunch, and I'm having something savory, maybe I'll have, a wrap or a salad. Afterwards, I might feel like eating something sweet. So instead of, reaching for anything that's high in sugar or something that's processed, I will reach for an orange or a bunch of strawberries. They're both very low in calories, and yet they're going to give me that natural sweetness that I like, and I'll be able to, get some benefit out of it for my skin because these fruits are high in vitamin C. And these vitamin C rich fruits are ultimately going to help, any of the iron that I've had through my diet absorb a lot better. The second thing that you could do as well is to reach for a lot of hydrating fruits and vegetables. So there could be fruits like, say, watermelon or even cucumbers, and these are really going to contribute and complement the skincare products that you put on your skin in the morning. So say, when we wake up, we, and as part of our skincare routine, we're putting on a lot of hydrating products. If you ultimately go ahead and have, very little to no nutrients in your diet, then that's not really going to help your skin. So instead, what I like to do is make sure that I'm getting in hydration, not only through my skincare, but also through my foods as well. And lastly, you want to take in fruits and vegetables that have a lot of antioxidants in them because they're going to have vitamins like vitamin A, C, and E. And these are going to be essential for your skin health. And, some of these antioxidant rich foods are going to help to combat free radicals and promote collagen production in the skin. So these examples of these could be foods that are high in different colors. So, foods that are green, bright orange, reds, you want to get those types of foods in as much as possible to get a lot of vitamins and antioxidants in. And there's also berries as well. So berries are very low in calories, but yet they have a lot of antioxidants. And some of these antioxidants are actually cancer fighting as well, and they're going to help to protect your skin in the long run. So tip number three is to exercise and move your body daily. Now, regularly exercising can be a really big mission for most people, but I found that when I started to regularly exercise, and by exercising, I don't mean like, full weightlifting or even like running a marathon, but I just mean to just move your body. And that could be taking a short walk for 10 minutes, or it could be a short, quick Pilates session, at home. And most of the exercise I do is normally at home on a regular basis. But any of this exercise is going to help to improve your blood circulation, and it's going to deliver oxygen and nutrients to your skin. And exercising is also going to help flush out bad toxins through sweat, and it's going to ultimately promote a healthy complexion. So try your best to try to incorporate exercise and moving your body on a daily basis because it is going to help your physical and mental health so much that once you start making it a habit, you are not going to want to go back. Tip number four is something that I've started doing recently, and it's to use LED red light therapy. Now, LED and red light therapy helps to promote collagen production, and this reduces inflammation and promotes skin healing. And it's also beneficial for those who are looking to add something extra into their anti-aging routine and get something that is going to be effective against fine lines and wrinkles and even marks on their skin. So red light therapy has been proven to combat some of these signs of aging and even help to improve your overall complexion. Now, with red light therapy, you could use it in different ways. You can get it through a red light therapy mask. I have posted one on my TikTok, and I'll link it here as well in the show notes so that you guys can, to check it out and see if it works for you. So it's ultimately a mask that you put on. It not only has red lights in it as well, but it also has different types of lights in it. So they have different colors like blue, green, orange, violet, and each one of these lights does something different to help with the health of your skin. And you can also get it through smaller devices, like the electric gua shas. They have different types of lights in it. Some of them have red, blue, and green. And these all help to reduce inflammation in the skin. And some of these lights even help to reduce bacteria in the skin and, take away your acne and your scarring. So there's a lot of benefits of red light therapy that you can get through these smaller devices. And if you're looking to take your red light therapy to game to the next level, then you can also get a standing red light therapy light. And this one is something that you can put against your wall and you can sit in front of it for 5 or 10 minutes a day, maybe 3 times a week, 3 or 4 times a week. And you can ultimately get benefit to your entire body through the LED light therapy. Now, tip number five is to incorporate tea into your diet. And tea drinking isn't something that I was a huge fan of up until about 6 months ago. And once I started incorporating tea into my daily routine, my skincare game went to the next level. And at first, I started drinking tea only right before bed, and I found that this itself just helped me with digestion and reduced bloating. And I found that it just contained a lot of antioxidants that were helping my skin look so glowy and dewy in the morning. So my go-to teas are usually detox teas that aren't really like full gut detoxes, but they have teas and ingredients in them that help to get you a mild detox on a daily basis. So you can find them, readily available at the grocery store. And they usually have like an organic label on them as well. And so I usually like to take those once in a while. But if I'm looking at teas right before bed or even during the day, I usually like to take peppermint or teas that contain, dandelion or ginger and other anti-inflammatory ingredients. And if it's like earlier on in the day, I might have a green tea because green tea contains, caffeine in it. So that will help to keep you energized throughout the day. But if it's closer to the evening, then I'll have something that has no caffeine in it. So having said this, I want to reiterate that when I say detox teas, it's not the laxative-based teas that I'm recommending. I'm just recommending teas that just have anti-inflammatory ingredients and ingredients that are going to support you getting a daily sort of mild detox to help to reduce bloating and increase digestion. And if you're new to this and you can't have black tea, then you can add in other ingredients like honey or maybe like a sweetener like stevia to help your tea taste a lot better for you. But ultimately, you want to make sure that you're trying to drink your tea black so that you're not having extra sugar intake, but you're getting the most benefit out of your teas. So tip number six is to use Botox and filler only where you actually need it. So I run an aesthetics business, and obviously, my daily practice is to recommend treatments for people and help them, get the best out of what they're coming in to pay for. So I always like to recommend Botox and filler only to specific areas to actually address concerns that are actually visible. And, when it comes to Botox, you don't want to overdo it. Even with filler, you don't want to overdo it because filler is something that adds volume And we're only going to be using it to spot treat where we actually have volume loss or we actually need the structural support. And I think this is something that I want to stress to people out there listening, even if I'm not your injector. Please try to find somebody who's not going to be afraid to say no if you don't actually need it. Because, you know, ultimately, this isn't something that's going to be done in one or two visits. This is something that you're going to be committing to for the rest of your life. And looking and feeling good after you leave our office is our number one priority. And I want to make sure that you guys are getting the best out of your cosmetic treatments. And that's why I'm giving the rest of these tips in order for you to have tools in your toolboxes to get home and take care of your skin for the rest of your life. This brings me to tip number 7, which is to incorporate skin treatments in office on a regular basis. So when I say skin treatments, I mean treatments like facials, maybe you're going to do a chemical peel, hydrodermabrasion, or even radio frequency treatments. And these treatments are not going to be invasive, but they can help you address specific skin concerns that ultimately will help to improve your skin barrier and your glow on a regular basis. So say if you're somebody who's incorporating, you know, the diet and the exercise, even the at-home skincare and everything for your acne, but, you know, you're still suffering with scarring. Those are things that we can address with specific skin treatments in office. We can target certain treatments to help improve the look of your acne scars and, you know, replenish your skin barrier so that we prevent future breakouts. And radio frequency treatments are really also another popular option that people have started incorporating in more recent years. And they're really good because you're going to get skin tightening and lifting by incorporating radio frequency treatments like Forma or Morpheus 8. You know, some women are actually doing so well with it that they're going to avoid the facelift that, you know, they may have had to have otherwise if they didn't get these treatments done. And now with Morpheus or Forma, you want to go to somebody who knows what they're doing with the settings. Otherwise, you know, typically you're going to have people who complain about the results. So yeah, my message is to make sure that you're doing your research and going to a provider who's going to adjust the settings and customize them to you so that you're going to get the most benefit out of your skin treatment. The tip number 8 is to reduce stress by doing self-care. On a daily basis, we all deal with stress in different ways. But, you know, ultimately, chronic stress can lead to skin issues and breakouts and, you know, cause a lot of inflammatory reactions in the body, and this can ultimately show on your skin. So it's very important to prioritize self-care activities. And, you know, this could be things like going on short walks, or even if it's something as simple as just maybe reading for like a few minutes a day, or, you know, using your favorite face mask and, you know, before you go to bed. You know, these things are really important because they just help to bring the cortisol levels down. And, you know, it's something that helps to just calm us and relax us and make our mood and our skin better. So throughout the week, my challenge to you is to prioritize yourself and do at least 5 good things for yourself in a week in your self-care routine that is ultimately going to help you relax and feel a little bit better. Tip number 9 is to get quality sleep. Now, sleep is so important for so many things in your body and regulating your weight, regulating your mood, decreasing stress, and just helping your body function well. You need quality sleep. And getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night is just so important because a lack of sleep can decrease the production of collagen and increase inflammation again in your skin. And, You should try to find things that will help you get the best out of your sleep routine. And maybe that's putting your device away a few hours before bed. Maybe it's, doing your red light therapy. Maybe that looks like getting a silk pillowcase to reduce inflammation and breakouts. Maybe it's having a chamomile tea before bed, or just, lighting a scented candle for yourself. Doing something to help to increase your sleep is just so important. And I think that if you can get 7 to 8 hours, that's even a plus point. And lastly is sun protection at tip number 10. And I decided to talk about sun protection instead of a complete skincare routine because applying sunscreen is actually the most effective way to protect your skin from premature aging and sun damage. And make sure that if you have an SPF, that it's at least something that's going to protect you from UVA and UVB rays, and it's at least an SPF of 30 or higher. So we have sunscreens here in office. We use particularly VIVIA, and VIVIA actually has a sunscreen lotion that's going to take out that extra step of applying a sunscreen during the day. And it just incorporates it with your lotion that you can use daily and easily in the mornings. And so then you don't have to worry about applying that extra sunscreen on top of your moisturizer. But sunscreen, however you apply it, however you find, the one that you really ultimately like is good because sunscreen is such a necessity and it's going to help you prevent premature aging and damage. And maybe if you guys comment below, if you guys want, I can recommend some sunscreens that I have found effective and that I have used in the past. And I can share my experiences with sunscreen and maybe we can do a future episode of that. So comment below if you guys, have a sunscreen that is a favorite of yours. I know a lot of people struggle to find a really good sunscreen, so it'll be helpful and beneficial if you recommend, a sunscreen that has worked for you. If you guys recommend it in the comments below, that would be great. And yeah, let me know if you guys want me to do a future episode. I'm talking about products that I love and that I have tried and tested in the past. So maybe I can do a future episode with that. And that's it. These were the 10 tips that saved my skin and improved my skincare routine. And I hope that you can incorporate at least one of these tips to get your best skin in 2024. And hopefully they will help you with your glow up. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in and listened and stuck it out until the end of this episode. And I hope that you would have gotten some value out of listening to this podcast. And if you did, please let me know by leaving us a comment, a review, and rest assured, myself and my team, we will be looking at all of the comments and trying to respond to everybody as fast as possible. And if you have any suggestions for future guests, I will also be open to hearing about those as well. So until next week, stay beautiful, stay positive, and I hope you have the best week of your life. And stay tuned for our next episode. We're going to be bringing you lots of value-packed information. And thank you for listening to Conversation Beauty.